Hello?
8-4, so 9-3.
Check.
I thought I'd better check to you the information that I have from my people in Puerto Rico. I think they've done an excellent job, particularly of Jaime Benitez, Chancellor of the University. I have not seen the tickers.
They're shooting at each other now. The Marines are in open fire with the communists. They started shooting at our embassy, and the Marines are shooting back.
Oh, Lord.
The ambassador called twice and says that we just don't know how much to do. The sniper's bullets, and we could hear the bullets firing by right by the American embassy.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Benitez tells me that he wrote out a statement for Bosch, which Bosch used, saying that the United States had a right to protect its citizens and that the landing was legitimate for this purpose. I don't know whether that is accurate or whether it's come out that way. Benitez says that the difficulty, a good deal of agony was caused by the Herald Tribune article this morning saying that we regard Bosch as a communist. Benitez says that Bosch made a statement to the press in which he criticized the Soviet Union and repudiated Castro. He said that Bosch is going to be on the Face the Nation program, which will be taped in Puerto Rico on Saturday and will be telecast up here on Sunday. He says that Bosch is getting quite a lot of communications from Latin American liberals and leaders of some of the liberal Latin American countries supporting him. Benita says that some of Bosch's people are telling him that this is all a cover, that the United States has decided to occupy the Dominican Republic. And Weston is making statements saying that he is working in full cooperation with the United States. Benitez seems to me to be very sensible about this thing. I asked him this afternoon what he thinks could be done and what he thinks a resolution of this thing would be. That would be least undesirable. He said that he thought that the only thing that could be done that might be acceptable all around, including Latin America, would be to do whatever has to be done through the OAS. He's very realistic about what has to be done, that is to say a temporary military junta with general OAS assessment of the situation and maybe the usual business about elections later on. He thinks that if this is done overtly as a U.S. operation, which results in establishing the Western group, that it will be regarded as equivalent to the original establishment of Trujillo. To which he's right and wrong, I don't know. He Mrs. Bosch bought a ticket to come up to Washington. She's a very articulate woman. I think that we have stopped her. We stopped her a couple of times today and then got word she was coming. But my last report is from Benita says that she's been stopped down there by Benitez and Benitez's wife going to work on her. She's very, very articulate, and if she comes up here, she'll do a lot of talking and raise a lot of hell. So that's the situation. If there's any instructions that anybody wants to give me to convey down there, I'll be glad to do it.
Thank you so much, Abe.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.